Then again, just for a short while, you can put your awareness on your breath, if that is your main object of meditation. If you're used to meditate with another object, that's fine. Use that other one. But breath is quite easy. Do not hope that or think that you should not think. It's the nature of the mind to think. The thoughts are not the problems. The thought, it's just because we follow the thoughts and then make plans. So as much as you can, just let them go. Let them be. It's not that you should not pay any attention to them. You should be aware that you're thinking and then let the thought go. Like we said yesterday with the fish. You catch the fish, you let it go. You catch the thought, you let it go. You don't follow it. Come back to your breath. And sometimes it helps if you make the determination to just be there at the first moment of in-breath and to just be there at the first moment of out-breath. Sometimes that helps. We don't, you know, expect that we should be there with every breath the whole time and all this. So just think, okay, not very concentrated, but first moment of breath I'll be there. First moment of in-breath, first moment of out-breath. Whenever the mind slips away, don't judge, don't get frustrated. It's just habit. But very gently bring it back to the breath. Don't make a story out of it. I can never be able to do that, it's too difficult, whatever. Then you just reaffirm to yourself that you can't do it. It's no big deal. The moment you notice that you have lost the breath, you are actually meditating. Because it's all about noticing what's going on. Then again, we can just generate some loving kindness towards ourselves first. And you can put it in whatever words you want to put it, in Hebrew, in English, other languages. Something that touches you, something that opens your heart. But you're thinking, wouldn't it be wonderful if I was well, happy, open and peaceful? May I be well, happy, open and peaceful. Just keep thinking it when you lose the momentum of that thought. Sometimes we're even afraid to do that because we think it's very selfish. We judge ourselves for being selfish people. We are all selfish, that's true. That's why we suffer. That's why we need to be able to wish ourselves well. Happiness, just come in. To be well and to be happy. To be peaceful, open. Sometimes we don't even know how to do this. We don't know how it feels. So you can think of a friend now, somebody that is very close to you. One of your children or your grandchildren. The heart is totally open when you think about this person. And the wish for them to be well comes very spontaneous, has a lot of substance. We can really feel it. They're from the bottom of our hearts. We can say in a very simple but honest and profound way, wouldn't it be wonderful if you were well, happy, open and peaceful. May you find what you're looking for. May you be at peace with whatever is. Then we come back to ourselves and try to have that same interest and that same feeling or substance when we have that thought for ourselves by seeing we are somebody who cares deeply about being an ethical and good person, just that we don't succeed sometimes. But we do care about being such a person. We do try. But then the problem with ourselves is that we have all these expectations. Maybe now is a good moment to look at them. For example, how realistic are your expectations towards yourself? Basically, the question, how do I want to be? Who do I want to be? What do I want to be? And we just make a reality check. Is that realistic? Then we can ask ourselves, can I be all of this? Or do some of these expectations conflict? When I'm describing who, what, or how I want to be, is that how I want to be, or how others want me to be? Would very much like to appear in a good light in people's eyes that we like or love. But again, you know, just let us do a reality check. How can I control how others perceive me? When I know myself, when I'm in a bad mood, I can even see my best friends as somebody unwanted. As somebody unpleasant, as somebody I don't want to be with right now. Can we control how others perceive us? And we can just end the meditation again with that thought for ourselves. May I be well, happy, open, and peaceful. May all the people that are close to me, family, friends, be well, happy, open, and peaceful. May all the other beings that exist, each and every one of them, even the ones that I dislike or the ones that that dislike me, may they also all be well, happy, open, and peaceful. Maybe if you generated an open heart because of these thoughts, the nature of the mind, this is also light, not really a physical light, but it's clarity. So you can think that from your heart, this well-being, peace, openness, spaciousness just radiates out. You send it in all directions so that it can touch each and every being. That light representing your wish for all beings to be well, for all beings to be happy. So we send out the light with that thought that whomever it touches, I wish you all the best.